This is KX93.5, and I am beyond honoured and actually a little starstruck and nervous to welcome on the phone Emilio Castillo from Tower of Power. Emilio, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Man, I have been a fan of yours for so long, I cannot even tell you.
Is that right?
Oh, huge fan. I mean, you know, going back. But I want to make this an interesting interview for other people, so I won't do too much kissing. I just want to say thanks for being on the phone. Thanks for being. You're out touring at the moment, right? Or you're beginning a new tour with a new singer.
We have a gig in San Jose, and that would be the last performance with Larry Braggs as our singer. But then on New Year's, our new singer, Ray Green, starts with us. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I see that from the website, towerofpower.com. And that is very exciting. You've been through so many singers over the years, such an incredible history of singers. Matt, obviously, you know, everybody talks about Lenny Williams and of course, Rick Stevens.
Yeah, yeah. Rick is out of jail and is performing in the Bay Area now.
I heard that. How is he? Have you seen him?
I have several times, and we talk often. And actually, I had him coming to San Jose to sing a song with us that night on the 28th.
Now, that's beautiful. Listeners to KX93.5 may not know that Rick Stevens was incarcerated 36 years ago for a double... Was it a double murder?
I think it might have been triple.
Was it? Well, anyway, it was a drug-related thing, and he's since been rehabilitated, very much a spiritual guy now, and he's paid his dues. So, anyway, I'm glad he's doing all right. That's killer.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. You're listening to KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM, and I am Jason Fetty talking to Emilio Castillo, the founder and sax player in Tower of Power. And we've been talking about Rick Stevens, a former singer of the band. Emilio, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing really good.
Are you excited about the tour?
I am. You know, we tour all the time. We go in and out all the time. But in May, we are starting a 60-day tour with Journey and Steve Miller, and that's going to be really something.
Now, you guys were formed in Oakland back in 1968, and you're really a Bay Area band. People think of you as being from San Francisco. I know you claim Oakland, but will you be playing back in the Bay Area this time, back in your home patch?
Well, I'm doing San Jose on the 28th. That's South Bay.
That's close, yeah.
And then I don't think it's even a week later. We're doing Yoshi's in Oakland for 10 shows in 5 nights.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we're getting around up there a little bit coming up soon.
But you're coming down here to play at the Coach House, right, in San Juan Capistrano. That's sometime in... I'm just looking at the tour dates now. January 5th, you'll be down here with us. That's really going to be exciting, and I am certainly going to come to that show. What can KX93.5 listeners expect from a live show from Tower of Power this time around? Have you still got 250 people in the band?
We got 10 guys in the band, and you know, Tower of Power is really known for its live show. I mean, that really is the thing with Tower of Power, and we played the Coach House many times over the years, and we always have a packed house, really exciting crowd, which makes us play even better, you know. And so we bring the funk, we bring the soul, we play the heart-wrenching love songs, you know. We do it all. Got a lot of audience participation, a lot of improvisation, and it's just it's a real exciting show, especially at the Coach House because the audience is so great.
And I see there's even a new album available, right?
It's a live performance that we did in 1974 that Warner Brothers has had in the vaults all these years. And they contacted me recently and asked me to approve it. And it's a two-disc set. And it's the most famous lineup of all time, you know, with Lenny Williams on vocals, Lenny Pickett on tenor sax, Chester Thompson
on
the
keyboards,
organ.
Yeah.
David Garibaldi on drums and Rocco on the bass and, you know, Greg and Mick on the trumpets and me and Doc. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal performance. And I was really kind of amazed at how good it was. So that album is called Tower Power, Hipper Than Hip, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. It's a two-disc set. It just came out.
That's so great. Look forward to getting hold of a copy of that for the station. Emilio Castillo, thank you so much for taking my phone call. Really excited. We'll be seeing you at the Coach House there on January the 5th. Hopefully we'll have some tickets to give away. And once again, Emilio Castillo from Tower of Power, one of my favourite bands. Thank you so much for being on Laguna's Only FM.
Thanks, man. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too, mate. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.